All right, we are wrapping up the concept, the parak of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So he spoke about how Simcha Shel Mitzvah is so important because it really shows your emunah in how important the mitzvah is. Then he went on to discuss how a mitzvah is how a person should realize how much of an opportunity a mitzvah is. How will you realize how important, how much of an opportunity the mitzvah is? When you realize that the mitzvah is what gives zechias to every one of your evarim. And he goes on to explain how big tzaddikim try to mekayim every single mitzvah, because every single mitzvah needs a tikkun, that gives a tikkun to a certain aver, and you want to chaperon every possible mitzvah. He brings from the Zohar, like that. And then he says, that why is it that some people do a lot of mitzvahs and don't get and don't seem to be so rewarded? It's because they didn't have the simcha shel mitzvah. Don't think it's like a weight. And you're trying to get rid of it. You should think to yourself, you're going to be zoiched to endless amount of gold. This is going to be mamish, the opportunity of a lifetime. It's like they're going to give me endless amount of money. And that's what it means. And this is greater than the simcha of having the schar, because this should give me the bitochen that I'm really being mekayimit. This is what brings the Kibroch HaKadosh. Minyan zen noig b'kiyum kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Bein b'eiz sho'isik b'toyra, she'b'chei she'gadol nimratz b'his lahavos, otzum ki'ilu oymed l'fnei ha-melech m'sharis l'fanav b'chei she'gadol limtzah chen b'einav l'kabel men u'mayli yaseir u'gdoyla. So basically, this is all from Reb Chaim Vital, that mitzvahs is really opportunities for tikkun, opportunities to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person should take advantage of that. And there's many, many stories of tzaddikim, how the Simcha Shel Mitzvah was unbelievable. I heard one time, that really, from Rabbi Bachaya, on that pasuk, that really just two separate mitzvahs in every mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to do the mitzvah. There's another mitzvah to be besimcha for the mitzvah. So really, when you do a mitzvah besimcha, you're doing two mitzvahs simultaneously. As I zakt, the Rebbeinu Bachaya, and like he said, the simcha shel mitzvah allows the person to appreciate. I think there's another nekuda as well. Simcha is when a person feels shalim. A lack of simcha is when a person is missing something. So I think that part of the taina is, how does a person, why is Asher Samech B'chalka? What is it Samech B'chalka? You have people, yeah, you don't need anything more. So you're B'shlemus. So if a person has Simcha Shel Mitzvah, what that means is that mitzvahs make me shalom. I don't need anything more than that. I'm simcha because I got this opportunity. If a person is doing mitzvahs and he's still not besimcha, what that really indicates is this is not what he's looking for. I'm not really looking for this. This is not getting me shlemus. I'm still missing something. So you're doing mitzvahs, you have the opportunity to do mitzvahs, and you're still missing something? What are you missing? You're missing your yacht? I mean, why, if you think that's going to give you simcha, what that means is that you're really saying is that that's what's going to make you shalom. You don't feel shalom with mitzvahs, and that's a taina. That's really what's going, that's really part of the amkus of the chomer adavar and the importance of simcha shel mitzvah, is that that should be bringing you your ultimate shlemus. Okay. Okay, now. Ahine Chazal, the next paragraph is Shtika. The next chapter, Shtika, page 378. That's not bad. We're up to page 378 of the Sefer. Hine Chazal Shibchu Me'oid Midas HaShtika. Keeping quiet, silence, not talking when you don't have to talk, only talking when necessary. Chazal have praised that attribute. V'amru Siag L'Chochma HaShtika. V'amru Mila B'Sela. You could pay a seller for a word, but shtikusa betrayin, you should pay two seller for shtika. Vamu sama de kula mishtukusa. Vamu shtikusa de bavel hainu yechusa. Someone with pure Babylonian lineage is that person who knows how to have shtika. Vamru. Yafesh shtika lachacham kavachomer letipshim shnem gam evel mecharish chacham yechashiv. Okay, now, what's the hardest thing a person should do? If, you know, what's the umnus of a person in this world? Yosem atzmai ki ilaim, shenemar umnam elam. Yochal afle divrei Torah, tamalum tzedek tedaberun. Mishaninum shimun b'nei oimer kol yom agadati b'nei chachamim lo matasit laguf toiv mi shtika, v'chomar b'dvarim mei v'chait. Kasav Rabbeinu Yoina, Kolamar b'dvar mevichet zeh ha'inyan b'divrei Torah medaber. Kolamar b'dvar mevichet is an inyan by divrei Torah she'in laharbois b'halacha. Don't talk excessively even about halacha. While liyantim v'yachshem ha'shiyomar, say things slowly, methodically. View dvarim b'mishkal. Wait. Say it when it comes, don't blurt it out. The more you talk, the more likely it will come. Pesha, v'yashav k'adar k'enu, v'yavi chet b'ayra. So being quick to even talk in Torah without a clarity in what you're saying could bring to mistakes. V'amu, have you done this devaracha? Atchalot toti yasam epicha. K'desh yashav adamah omeshiv mashiyivu. Be very careful what you say, what you don't say. Weigh your words. You should be quicker to spit out, to spend your money than to spend your words. Okay? Same thing. All these chazals. Now, here he brings another chazal, very interesting, fascinating chazal. That we know, but he says, "V'amru, b'shash adam oyle b'machshava librois." When a person is created, goizel of kama sichus u'yasiach, it's nigzar in shemaim how much speech you will have, kama dibros u'yidaber and how many words you'll get. V'chin davar amir kein mila b'lashoni hein Hashem yadata chula. I can't even say the words. V'miyidaber yas midai. If you speak too much, yeshlocha shigamar dibur v'shnigzar lof. There's a tzad that you may lose out and you know, won't have enough words. Umar and Achazonish Amar al Shtika im Mischartin. Unbelievable vart. You never will have harata for not saying something. You'll usually only have harata for what you said. You rarely will you have harata for what you didn't say. It's a line in Chazonish. It's a great line. Al Hashtika ein Mischartin. Okay, so and then he goes on to talk about a Talmidim and a Rebbe, how when you speak, you have to be very careful how you speak and what you say. And part of Lo Matzasi L'Guf Tov Mishtika is because people can misunderstand you. Okay. So he brings in the back a Maisa. That he said the Chazon Ish that when Reb Chaim was in yeshiva in Petach Tikva, so when you would come home for Shabbos, so the bachur in the yeshiva would always say, "Oh, you're going to be with the Chazon Ish. Can you ask the Chazon Ish this? Can you ask the Chazon Ish that?" And he said, usually what they asked me to ask the Reb Chazon Ish was things that they had heard in the name of the Chazon Ish. And he said, in all the years that I did this, he said there was never something that they heard in the name of the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish agreed that that's what he said. He said usually it was either half true or not true at all. Or he had said just the opposite. This is what Reb Chaim writes. So he said that one time, he said, what's the pshat? He said, pshat is because the people tend to hear what they want to hear. Then so he said, that Rav Chaim says, I was sitting by the Chazon Ish, and a guy came in and asked the Chazon Ish a question. I heard the question. Then I heard the Chazon Ish's answer. I heard the whole thing. I was sitting right there. After the guy left, the Chazon Ish turns to me and says, go run after that guy and ask him what I said. I guarantee you that he thinks I just said the opposite of what I said. So, well, what do you mean? He says, I could tell from the way his expressions and that he heard the exact opposite of what I said. And Rav Chaim ran after the guy, and he asked him, what did you say? What did the Chazon Ish tell you? And he said, kach b'kach, it was just the opposite of what the Chazon Ish had said. And Rav Chaim saw this whole story. So he says, it's unbelievable. He said, people hear what they want to hear, and that's why it's just better to just be quiet, because people are going to end up hearing what they want to hear anyway. Okay? It's gewaldig. Okay. Yishar koyach. We will pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Yishar koyach.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Have a good night, Doc. We'll see you.
Yishar koyach.
Yishar koyach.